Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Digital Body Language by Erica Dewan explores how communication cues have shifted from face-to-face settings to screens, where tone, intent, and trust must be conveyed through emails, chats, video calls, and collaboration tools. The book argues that misunderstandings are rarely about the message alone. They often come from missing signals such as timing, brevity, punctuation, response patterns, and channel choice. Dewan presents a practical framework for reading and sending these signals with clarity, empathy, and speed, especially in distributed and hybrid workplaces. Rather than treating digital etiquette as a set of rigid rules, the book focuses on creating shared norms that reduce friction and increase inclusion across cultures, generations, and roles. It also addresses how leaders can model effective digital presence and how teams can prevent overload while staying responsive. Overall, it positions digital communication as a learnable skill set that can strengthen relationships, improve productivity, and protect trust in high-velocity work environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, decoding the new signals of trust and tone, a central theme is that trust now travels through small, often invisible cues embedded in digital interactions. In person, posture, eye contact, and vocal inflection help people interpret meaning. Online, those cues are replaced by patterns such as response time, message length, subject lines, emoji use, punctuation, and even when someone chooses not to reply. The book emphasizes that many conflicts arise when people assign intent to these signals without verifying context. A delayed response can be read as disinterest, a short answer as anger, or a detailed message as micromanagement, even when the sender intended efficiency or helpfulness. Dewan reframes these moments as opportunities to practice clearer signaling. She encourages communicators to be explicit about emotion and purpose, to match the channel to the complexity of the issue, and to recognize that different groups read signals differently. The practical value lies in learning to pause before reacting, consider alternative explanations, and craft messages that reduce ambiguity. This topic also highlights the importance of consistency, since predictable communication behaviors become a form of reliability that builds confidence over time. Secondly, choosing the right channel and speed for the message, another major topic is channel strategy, the skill of deciding where and how to communicate so that meaning lands correctly. The book treats email, chat, text, project tools, and video meetings as distinct environments with different expectations for speed, formality, and detail. Problems occur when people use a low-context channel for a high-context issue, for example trying to resolve conflict in a quick chat thread, or when they expect instant responses in a medium that others treat as asynchronous. Dewan urges readers to align urgency with the appropriate channel and to signal expectations up front, such as when a reply is needed or whether feedback is requested. This reduces anxiety and prevents constant context switching. The discussion also addresses information overload, where too many messages across too many tools make important signals easy to miss. By developing shared rules for when to escalate to a call, when to document in writing, and when to keep communication lightweight, teams can maintain speed without sacrificing clarity. The broader takeaway is that effective digital communication is not just about writing well, but about designing an efficient path for decisions, collaboration, and relationship maintenance. Thirdly, writing with clarity, brevity, and human warmth, Dewan focuses on how writing style becomes a primary carrier of presence in digital work, because readers cannot reliably hear tone, clarity, and structure matter more than ever. The book encourages writing that is easy to scan, with concise framing, clear asks, and logical organization, so recipients do not need to guess what is needed. At the same time, it warns that extreme brevity can feel cold or dismissive, especially across hierarchies or cultures. The solution is intentional warmth, simple signals that communicate respect and partnership without adding noise. That might include acknowledging effort, expressing appreciation, or using a friendly opener when appropriate. The book also highlights that punctuation, capitalization, and formatting can unintentionally amplify emotion. A message in all caps, a period after a short phrase, or an overly formal line can read as sharp even when not intended. Dewan's approach is to write for the reader, not the sender, anticipating where confusion might occur and adding just enough context to prevent misinterpretation. This topic is especially useful for managers, client-facing professionals, and anyone whose credibility is built through written communication in fast-moving environments. Fourthly, inclusive communication across cultures, generations, and power levels. A key contribution of the book is its attention to inclusion. Digital spaces bring together people with different cultural norms about directness, response speed, formality, and hierarchy. They also mix generations who may interpret the same signal in opposite ways, such as whether a short message is efficient or rude, or whether a video call is collaborative or intrusive. Dewan argues that inclusion is not only about being polite, it is about ensuring that the signals you send can be accurately received by diverse teammates. The book advocates for making norms explicit rather than assuming everyone shares them. That includes clarifying expectations for after-hours messages, how quickly people should respond, what qualifies as urgent, and which channels are used for sensitive feedback. It also highlights power dynamics, where junior employees may feel pressured to be always on, and where leaders can unintentionally shut down discussion through terse or ambiguous messages. By creating shared agreements and modeling respectful digital behavior, teens can reduce stress and encourage participation. The overall message is that digital body language can either widen gaps or build bridges, depending on how intentionally it is practiced. Lastly, leading and collaborating effectively in hybrid and remote teams. The book connects digital communication habits to leadership and team performance in hybrid and remote work. When people are not co-located, the absence of casual hallway updates and nonverbal reassurance can lead to misalignment and isolation. Dewan emphasizes that leaders must communicate with greater intentionality, setting clear goals, confirming understanding, and using predictable rhythms for updates so people feel supported without being micromanaged. This topic also covers collaboration practices that keep work moving, such as documenting decisions, assigning ownership, and closing loops so tasks do not linger in endless threads. It underlines the importance of psychological safety online, where people may hesitate to speak up in video meetings or group chats. Leaders can counter this by inviting input, recognizing contributions, and using tools that give multiple ways to participate. The book also addresses attention management, helping teams balance responsiveness with deep work by defining boundaries and reducing unnecessary meetings. The result is a model of digital presence that is both efficient and empathetic. For organizations navigating hybrid norms, this topic offers a practical lens for strengthening connection, clarity, and accountability without returning to outdated assumptions about communication. In conclusion, digital body language is best suited for professionals who rely on emails, chats, and video meetings to get work done, including managers, team leads, client-facing roles, and anyone working in hybrid or fully remote settings. It is also valuable for people who feel misunderstood online or who notice that small communication moments regularly create tension. The book can benefit a reader's life by reducing avoidable conflict, improving relationships, and saving time. When you learn to signal intent more clearly and interpret others more generously, you make collaboration smoother and protect trust, which directly impacts career momentum and daily stress levels. It is worth buying compared to similar communication books because it focuses on the realities of modern work rather than general speaking advice. Instead of treating digital etiquette as superficial manners, it frames digital cues as a serious leadership and inclusion skill that can be practiced and standardized within teams. Readers come away with a useful vocabulary and practical approaches for choosing channels, setting expectations, and creating shared norms. In a world where most impressions are made through screens, the book offers a timely, actionable guide for communicating with clarity and humanity. If you would like to support Erica Dewan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.